Ndoume Olatunsani spent 28 years on death row before being released because of a lack of evidence. He turned his time in prison into something positive when he discovered a passion for painting. Rasha Ali spoke with Olatunsani about his trial and his time in prison.
My name is Ndoume Olatunsani. I spent 28 years in prison, and 20 of them was on Tennessee's death row for a crime that I ain't commit.
What were you convicted of?
I was actually convicted of first-degree murder and a robbery charge that happened in Memphis, Tennessee, actually. And the ironic thing about my situation is that, like I said, I was born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, and had never even been to the state of Tennessee, and certainly not in the city of Memphis, before I was actually taken down there and put on trial for it and ultimately convicted and sentenced to death for it.
What was going on through your mind when you found out that you were put on trial for a crime that you didn't commit?
I really wasn't really concerned about it because it was like, even though it was certainly a serious thing, but I know that I ain't have no involvement in it, didn't know nothing about it. So it wasn't like I was tearing down the police doors, you know, trying to figure out from what you want to talk to me about.
Do you think having an all-white jury had anything to do with your conviction?
Oh, ain't no question about it. Case the prosecutor used each and every one of their preemptory strikes to get rid of all the black potential jurors and left me with an all-white jury. And that made a difference. It really did.
Did you accept your sentence and just kind of be like, okay, this is what it is and this is what's going to happen, or did you fight back?
I never laid down, so no, I never accepted that.
So the whole time you were on death row, you knew that you were going to get out?
Yeah, always. Certainly there were, you know, moments when of despair, and I found freedom. I found freedom and peace and happiness sitting in a 4 by 9 foot cell. You know, I was able to find this peace, you know, and come to this realization that, you know, people are always looking outside themselves for something to, you know, make them whole, or, you know, somehow it's something outside of us that's going to make us happy with ourselves or make us better or whatever the case is. And the truth is, it's really not. I mean, we have everything inside of us that we actually need to be everything that, flares to our fullest potential.
How are you able to keep that hope alive?
A lot of it I attribute to my mom. She's was such a strong and amazing woman. And one of the things that happened a couple of years into my imprisonment, my mom was actually killed in a car accident along with a niece of mine. I mean, that just kind of broke me. I was already kind of low. I'm sitting where I was. But when that happened, I was like, I can't be hurt no more. The last time I seen my mom, which was almost a year before that actually this thing happened to her and my niece, you know, as she was going out of the visiting room, I just jokingly said to her, "Oh, girl, I wouldn't know what to do if I ain't have you in my life." And she looked back in the same light and said, "Oh, yeah, you're going to know exactly what to do when the time comes." Of course, neither one of us knew that that would be the last time we would actually physically see each other.
What was it like when you got out of prison and your mom wasn't there and she wasn't able to enjoy your freedom with you?
Right. Man, it was such a, you know, that's really one of the sad, kind of sad points, you know, in my story. I mean, I'm such a fortunate person. I really am. That's really was the sour, still is kind of this sour, you know, aspect of, you know, what's happening for me in life now, that she wasn't actually around to actually, you know, be there.
Most people in prison kind of pick up a hobby or do something to pass along the time.
Right.
So being on death row, I mean, passing the time only leads to being executed. So
right.
Was time even relevant to you while you were in there?
I mean, I sit here with a watch on now, but I was one of them people that while I was sitting in prison, I mean, I didn't even keep a calendar you know, in my cell, and certainly didn't have a watch because none of that stuff really mattered. The time was kind of irrelevant. I guess over the period of time that I was locked up, I'm sure I've read over a couple of thousand books or more. That one of the things that I did, I started painting while I was in prison. Became a fairly accomplished artist, and so that allowed for art in a lot of ways saved my life. It really did.
Okay, so you spent 23 hours a day in your cell and 28 years of your life in prison.
Right.
How do you come out with such peace and happiness?
I feel like I'm such a fortunate person. And and even though that I wouldn't have never chose what happened to me, what I vowed was that in spite of what was actually happening to me, I would not let that define, I would not let that confinement define who I was and how I was going to, you know, just kind of deal in life. Because like I said, I began to understand that if I'm happy or not happy, then it ain't because of what somebody else is actually doing. It's actually because of how I'm actually dealing with it.
That was Rasha Ali speaking with Ndume Olatushani, who spent 28 years in prison after being wrongfully convicted of murder.